The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with John Couch, John engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to Buckmaster on Tuesday, the third day of December, 2019. We're broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, anywhere in the world live listening at buckmastershow.com. Terry Bracey is our Washington contributor on the Buckmaster Show. Terry has had a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano. Among their local clients, the city of Tucson and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Oh, Bill, I'm in Tucson. I'm great.
I know you are.
I came in to see the swearing in of Mayor Romero, and it was just spectacular. It was Leo Rich Auditorium was packed, and a lot of young groups, mariachis and others, with fabulous music. The goodwill was everywhere in the room, and we also swore in Paul Cunningham and Lane Santa Cruz and Nikki Lee to the council seats, but then came the big moment with Raheena Romero.
Of course, you've known Raheena for a long time, and she has hit the ground running even as mayor-elect, hasn't she?
Well, yeah. We asked her to take a trip a few weeks ago to Washington after the primary. I mean, it was clear she was on the council and going to be the mayor, and we needed help in the transportation department for a big deal for Tucson, and she came in and did a hell of a job and went home. So, you know, she's a doer, a worker. Our firm has. It's led by Tracy Tucker, but whom I now work for. That's the way things are, Bill, in life, isn't it? But we've worked closely with Mayor Romero for at least 12 years, maybe 15. I've had my eye on her. I always thought she's going to be a real star. You could see it. You could just see it.
So she is the sixth mayor that Terry Bracey, you and your team, have worked with. Of course, she's the first woman chief executive here in the city. But you've got a long history with Tucson mayors, don't you, Terry?
Right. Yes, Mayor Romero is my sixth that I've helped with. My first mayor was Lou Murphy. Actually, he was lobbying me when I was helping run the transportation department in Washington about Cold Road, and I was able to work with him and get Cold Road approved before I left the cabinet. But he was a genial guy, had talent to for getting Tucson known on the national level when we were still a pretty small town. And then came Mayor Tom Bolgi, an intellectual, a professor at the University of Political Science, quite noted professor. And Tom took an interest in the developing communications debate that was going on. All the new communication stuff came to the fore in his term, and he really put Tucson in the middle of that debate nationally. He also started that downtown Sundays group or Saturdays downtown and started to focus on that.
And then there was Mayor Miller, George Miller.
Yeah, George Miller, what a guy. Huh?
He was.
World War II vet.
Yep.
Injured in the Pacific. He was an old-style battler who, for example, when he was told by the Air Force that they planned at that time to greatly reduce operations at Davis-Monthan, well, he told them, we're patriots here, that's fine, but if you're going to do that, we want our leases back. he quickly changed some minds at the Pentagon.
Yeah, it certainly saved Davis-Monthan from
the Davis-Monthan. He did.
How about Mayor Walkup?
just saw Bob for dinner last night. You know, Bob doesn't get the credit that he deserves, I think. He was really very, very good. He came in after 9/11. Everything was in confusion. And it was just absolutely crucial for the mayors to rebuild and, rebuild things in Washington, because that's where the money was coming from. That's where the new rules were coming from. We sort of entered a different era while he was mayor. And he became a tremendous downtown Washington player. I mean downtown, but Washington player. And he was very, very effective in lobbying for downtown federal investments. We wouldn't have the streetcar were it not for him.
How do you think Mayor Rothschild will be remembered, Terry Bracey?
Well, number one, he's been just a terrific mayor. He's been very successful. He's brought a great deal of credibility to the plate, passed three bond issues, built the streetcar that Walkup brought, built the streetcar quickly on budget, on time. He's grown jobs, attracted industry, but I think most I would remember him as the mayor who expanded the job beyond running City Hall to setting larger community goals, reading,
right,
language literacy, and all of those things that he was involved in.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment for sure. Hey, I read your column in the Arizona Daily Star. You had an op-ed on Saturday talking about this moment in American history with this unique division in modern America. I assume you're going to follow up with some suggestions on how we might begin to rebuild.
I am going to do that. Not that I have all the answers, but I'll throw out some ideas. I just got to thinking, we wake up every day, all of us, we read news that makes our heads swivel.
Yep.
I mean, things that once were thought of as high school pranks are being played at the highest offices of our democracy. And we fear talking to our neighbors now about politics for fear of angry exchanges. I was trying to identify some of the lessons that some of the reasons that caused this and lands us where we are.
I guess the point is we cannot move forward, Terry Bracey, to improve things if we first don't know where we are, correct?
Exactly, Bill. And I believe central to our problems is, and I'd like to hear Shelley on this, is an economy that's changing so rapidly and leaving so many people behind so quickly. As the factories close and towns start to disappear, Bill, there's no apparent government effort to address the needs for re-education and financial stability. And you see people hungry for it. I see it out at Pima College all the time. But we're not doing enough.
Well, Shelley is agreeing with your assessment. He's with me here in studio. And you take Germany, for example. Very few jobs that have been lost in the age of robots and artificial intelligence because of just those sorts of programs, Terry.
Yeah, and Bill, when people feel voiceless, ignored, as they have been, they feel helpless. And that makes them susceptible to this venom spit out by hate radio. And along comes President Trump, a newly baked populist, and he starts talking the language of populism, and they hear their voices in his anger. And they found a voice there, and they're not going to give him up easily.
Yeah, there are the traditional labor people becoming really the crucial addition to the Trump coalition, correct?
That's right. You know, even though in the face of things, I mean, when you look at President Trump's policies, they do not benefit the lower 80% of our society who only own 7% of our wealth. The 1%, I think, own something like 40% of our wealth.
Well, there's a lot more in that article. I encourage folks to take a look at it. It's online at the Arizona Daily Star. But tell me, Terry, I know that you are an optimistic kind of guy, and we'll probably hear some of that optimism in your next piece on how we're going to fix things.
Well, Bill, I'm an incurable optimist, but I hope not a foolish one. I believe the road back to rational governance really lies in America's inherent brilliance and in the good hearts of our people. I believe we're nearing the end of an era of unbridled deregulation and capitalism, which has overreached its limits like a river, and it's drowning much of the public. We've seen these eras before, and we've dealt with them.
Terry Bracey, always a pleasure. Have a safe trip back to Washington. Glad you could come out here for a couple of days and share in the inauguration of Rahina Romero as the mayor of the city of Tucson. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great holiday season. Terry Bracey with us on The Buckmaster Show. Time to talk about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, open right now for lunch, the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Of course, they start breakfast each morning at 6:30. Now is the time to start thinking about your holiday needs, and they have been thinking about that at Mona's. They had a very successful Thanksgiving. Folks ordering, I believe, a record number of pies and rolls for their Thanksgiving tables. And Steve, chief owner and chief baker, did such a great job with his team. They're now looking forward to Christmas. It's not too early to put in your Christmas order for your pies. They do pumpkin, apple, blueberry, cherry, and pecan. And, of course, the Danish Kringle. Mona's is home of the Danish Kringle, coming in custard, cherry, strawberry, blueberry, lemon, apricot, and pecan. I will take a pecan right now. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Check it out. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman on Buckmaster. Shelley just gave me a big thumbs down. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Take 5 minutes to give us your input on regional transportation matters. The Regional Transportation Authority's 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee prepared draft guiding principles to consider as they prepare to develop the next RTA plan. The survey is available between mid-November and mid-December. To take the survey or to sign up to receive RTA notices, please visit www.rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And those views are his own, and I want to hear about those views. Hello, Shelley. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did, Bill, and I heard you did too. And
we were both up on the left coast. Yep, we were both over in California.
Endured the storm.
Yeah, we were lucky. We flew in right after the storm into the Bay Area, and we came into Tucson right after the storm Friday here. So we missed it, which was nice.
We were driving, so we drove through it. Yeah, it was just lots of fun.
Terry Bracey had some interesting thoughts, and he was pointed out, he wondered what you had to say about a couple of those thoughts.
You know, Terry is such a smart guy.
Yes, he is.
And he has kind of a lawyer's way of condensing things down to the most meaningful words you can imagine. And he was talking about income inequality, and it's something that we've talked about here as being one of the three most important economic drivers of failure. And the problem is that it drives hatred and resentment, as Terry said, but hatred and resentment are not a strategy. Hatred and they're real meaningful emotions, but
sure.
You know, you can't build constructive change on hatred and resentment. You've got to get past that. And right now we have a president who simply is so mired in that kind of stirring up of those negative emotions that it's really hard to know how we do get past this. But we have to. We have to find solutions to these problems.
We've got a sell-off going on the street.
We do. It's a three-day sell-off.
Yes, it is.
Let's put it in perspective. And
right.
It's coming after we were at new highs, all-time highs. So where we are right now, and these are as of about 11 o'clock numbers, you know, I can't do them on the spot. The Dow is up about 16.4% for the year.
That's a good year.
So down, you know, a little more than a percentage today and probably down 2 or 3% over the past couple of days. But so far, the Dow is running ahead of my expectations, certainly, for the year.
Your estimate was?
Around 10.
Okay.
The NASDAQ is up 23%.
Whoa.
For the year. And the S&P is up 20%.
Wow.
So we've had a good
year.
Put
it all together, it's a very good year.
It's a very good year. The bond market fully, the total return for the year is up about 8.6%. And the junk bond market is up about, well, not junk, but the high yield bond market is up around 12%.
Commonly referred to as
a junk market. Right. Okay. So the point is, if you have a well-balanced portfolio, and a portfolio that is reflective of your risk tolerance and your age and what's appropriate for, you know, what you think the markets are going to be doing and what you can stand in terms of volatility, then you've done pretty well over the past couple of years. In fact, over the past decade or so. Now the question is, of course, when we're in December, so we take a look back over the year and see what actions we need to take before the end of the year to make sure that we make adjustments in the portfolio to, number one, minimize tax impacts of things we might have traded during the year, and number two, make sure that going into the new year, we're balanced the way we want to be. And that's a very important concept, Bill.
It's a little tricky because it is a presidential election year, 2020.
Right, but putting that aside for a second.
Okay.
Okay, if you started off the year, say, 70% equities and 30% bonds, because that was your risk tolerance mm-hmm. In your mid-40s, after the change in what the year has done, assuming that it holds to where it is now, you're not 70-30 anymore. You're more like 80-20, and that's not what you want to be.
Yeah.
You want to be back at 70-30. So the end of the year is a very, very good time to bludgeon your way into your advisor's office and do all of the things that you need to do, not only to harvest some losses maybe and offset some gains, but also to make sure that going into the new year, your portfolio is balanced the way you want it to be. Because for sure, during the past 12 months, that balance will have changed if you left it alone.
So make some adjustments.
Absolutely. There are other things that you need to do before the end of the year. For instance, if you've got a 401k or a solo 401k and you haven't made all of your contributions to it in the current year, you got to do that by the end of the year. You do, for 401k, you don't have until you file your taxes the next year. For a SEP or an IRA or a Roth, you have until you file your taxes. So you have until April if you file on time, or until October if you file for an extension. For retirees, the end of the year is very, very important. Because if you're over 71 and a half, you have to make your required minimum distribution out of your IRA accounts by the end of the year, by December 31st. Now, that's something that the IRS is not flexible about. You got to do it. I said 71 and a half, and maybe there's some people out there thinking, well, no, you got to start making those at 70 and a half.
Right.
That's true. But in that first year, the IRA gives you a little bit of slack.
The IRS.
Calling the troubles. Let us not go there.
No.
The IRS will give you a little bit.
Collect call to Dublin.
Yeah, right. Talking ahead of my head here. The IRS will give you the ability at age 70 and a half
right.
to make that first contribution before you file your taxes for the current year. But if you take advantage of that, then you have to make two contributions in the following year, and then you're on an annual. So it's very important not to miss that. There's a stiff penalty if you get caught not filing or not taking your required minimum distribution. If you're just starting age 71, 72, that's going to be about 3% of your total IRA, SEP, simple accounts. And you can bunch them together. You're allowed to net them all together and then make that distribution to yourself from one of the accounts in any way you like, but you have to take it. The IRS rules say that a 401k, you also have to include it in your required minimum distribution, but they want to see that taken out separately. Now, quite frankly, they never look.
Mm-hmm.
But the safe way to do it would be to take out what you should from your 401k. Then if you have other accounts, let's say an IRA account, let's say a SEP account, let's say maybe you have an IRA in an annuity or something like that, you can bunch those together. Now, if you're allowed to make contributions to your IRA, if you're under 70 and a half, or if you're still employed by, say, yourself, and you're over even 70 and a half, you can make a contribution to your SEP account. And you can make those contributions up until the time you file for your taxes next year. But don't ignore it. It's a thing that you should do. Most people who can afford to do it should be maxing out whatever they're allowed, and depending upon their age, whatever they're allowed to contribute. These are, if you're doing it in a traditional IRA or a SEP, you're going to take that money right off your income. So it's not tax deductible. It's essentially exempt until you're starting to take that money out at 70 and a half. And if you do it into a Roth, of course, you've paid taxes on it. That's after tax money, but you'll never pay another penny of taxes on it again. So these are all tax savings and money savings ideas that really come into the forefront of our imaginations in the end of the year, and the things that you should discuss with your advisor.
One of the things we will discuss in the coming weeks, your prediction for the coming year, and I mentioned earlier 2020 being an election year, that can make it tricky.
Yeah, so
I'm not going to ask you for your prediction right now.
I'm not going to make one,
but I
will say that election years have typically not had an effect on the stock market past a couple of months before and a couple of months afterwards. If you take a look at election years and you take a look at the years around those election years, the results do not vary much.
Mm.
It's hard to to really either blame or give credit for an election rise or fall in the markets. And the reason is we normally don't know what the policies of a new administration will be. We can guess, but especially since the majority of time we get divided government, we just don't know what is going to pass and what isn't going to pass. And it takes typically 12 to 18 months for economic policy to flow through the economy and actually result in the kinds of things that are actionable by stock investors.
But you have said in the past we will be in a recession.
I have. Now, that has nothing to do with the election.
No, it does not.
I believe, and you know, we had the GDP for the third quarter revised upwards slightly to 2.1%. Let's see what the fourth quarter is. I think it's going to be around 1%. That will continue on a downward track, and we'll see, I think, negative growth in the first or second quarter of next year.
Okay, Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure to see you, Shelley.
And it's good to see you, and we both got back from California in one piece.
Both got back. That's an accomplishment in itself.
There you go.
You can find out more about Shelley. Just go to buckmastershow.com. There is a link to his website. Have a great week, Shelley.
You too, Bill.
All right, coming up next, Dr. Ray Woosley with our Your Meds segment. It's Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Ever dream of taking a river cruise? Bon Voyage Travel introduces you to Ama Waterways. You'll explore authentic culture in captivating landscapes in luxury and comfort. All on board an award-winning fleet while you travel through incredible cities and villages in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Picture yourself on the river, indulging in Ama Waterways' locally inspired cuisine paired with complimentary wine with every lunch and dinner. Contact Bon Voyage Travel today to customize your river cruise vacation.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Green Things is your headquarters for poinsettias. My goodness, 35,000. I just gave them 10,000 more. That 25,000 that they grow in their greenhouses is a lot, believe me, and it's a long year growing all of them, and they're all ready right now for you at 3384 East River Road. Go to greenthingsaz.com for all the information about Green Things, and of course, zocalovillage.com for all of that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. So it's quite a destination on 13 acres over on East River Road for Green Things. Time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show. We focus on medication, how to take control of your health care. It's our Your Meds segment featuring Dr. Ray Woosley, former UA College of Medicine Dean, founder and now President Emeritus of the Tucson-based CPATH, Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's also the co-director of the Clinical Data Analytics and Decision Support Unit at UA College of Medicine Phoenix. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by several thousand people from 180 countries, visit crediblemeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, good to see you. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
We did. And thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you again.
Always a pleasure. Everybody's talking about these antioxidants. There's a couple of them that seem to be making all the headlines. One is CBD. The other is turmeric,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right,
those
a spice.
Those are the ones everybody seems to be I call them a fad, I guess, the fad of the day.
Yeah, and it's an old story that goes back 25 or more years. Linus Pauling found out that antioxidants were good in a test tube and promoted taking mega doses of vitamin C as
huge
an antioxidant.
Amounts.
And it did nothing. And then they came right behind it was vitamin E, an antioxidant, and it did nothing. They claimed that it prevented heart attacks and prevented cancer, just like vitamin C, mm-hmm. and neither did anything. And the truth is that your body has all the antioxidants it needs. And when it does need some, it can take it from the normal diet because there's tons of antioxidants in
dark. What would be some examples?
Well, dark chocolate's the one I favor.
I will go for that.
Yeah, and pecans, any kind of berry, blueberry, strawberry, raspberry.
Uh-huh.
Beans have antioxidants. So there's plenty in your diet. And the only thing you get from buying antioxidants like CBD and these other products that are sold as dietary supplements, you know, you just get more run up on your credit card. Your credit card debt goes up. That's all. Because there's no medical benefit. Now, I have to add a caveat that one CBD product has been approved for a rare form of seizures.
Okay.
And that is approved by the FDA, and the data are really good. Mm-hmm. But the FDA just this week removed 15 products from the market because they were claiming that it prevented cancer, it prevented heart disease, it was good for everything and anything. And there's no evidence that that's true.
Were those like edible products?
Some of them.
That had the CBD?
Well, it was all of them, but, wow. All different kinds. But the edible products especially, because uh-huh. There's no way to control the dose.
Right.
And we know that these things can be toxic. There have been kids whose parents started treating them with CBD and they developed serious seizure disorders and had to go to the hospital. So these things are all based on a concept that if a little bit might be good, then a whole lot's got to be a whole lot better. And that's just not the case.
A lot of people with arthritis are swearing that turmeric and CBD now in the form of a cream is kind of the answer to their issues.
Well, you know, the truth is that our body heals itself sometimes. We go through peaks and valleys, and if you take a medicine that's not going to do anything right at the peak, your body, a third of people will have a placebo response.
Sure.
And that's why the FDA requires these kind of trials. But, you know, the Congress has given them, the manufacturers, an out. If they say that this product may help you or it could help you, it may help brain health or prostate health or bone health. Those aren't diseases, and those are claims that these companies can get away with until they go over the line and start claiming that it's good for, will cure Alzheimer's, which some products have claimed. So it's a matter of beware, know what the market is going on. You hear them on the TV all the time advertising these products, and they're not approved by the FDA. They're allowed to be marketed by the FDA because the FDA hasn't yet proven them to be toxic, which is what the law now requires.
Now, CBD is found in hemp, plant, and marijuana, but it's not considered the same as THC, which is the active main ingredient in marijuana.
Right. Tetrahydrocannabinol is THC, and that's what gets people high.
So putting CBD cream on you is not going to be addictive.
No.
No.
And even and none of the CBD products, if they're accurate, you know, one of the things the FDA called attention to, recent study took 20 of the CBD products, only three of them had CBD in it.
Whoa.
So that's going to be pretty safe, but we didn't know that. Unfortunately, they also, seven of those 20 had contaminants that were pretty doggone scary.
So there's no real regulation of the products.
Not really. No, the FDA, for medicines, the FDA requires you do proof of safety and efficacy and guarantee that the product has in it what the label says. There's no such regulation for dietary supplements.
But these CBD stores, Dr. Woosley, they're all over Tucson.
I Googled CBD stores in Tucson.
How many are there?
40.
40?
Now, that doesn't count many stores that, you know, just sell it on the counter or
grocery
somewhere.
Grocery stores and
but
things,
these are 40 stores.
40 stores just dedicated to?
Dedicated to CBD.
Wow.
It's put into teas and coffee, and it's
someone
the biggest
Someone even said they had heard it was in, like, dog biscuits.
Exactly.
What the
And so our pets are the new guinea pigs of the world. So it's a real fad. It's not new. It goes back 25, 30 years for these kind of products. Fish oils, the same thing. Omega-3, krill oil. These products are claimed to be antioxidants without any evidence that they do anything good, and a lot of research showing they do nothing or there are reports of them causing harm.
Growing up, my mom always said, take cod liver oil. maybe it was a generational thing. John on the other side of the glass is shaking his head. He remembers the cod liver oil as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And there have been these fads.
I remember those big teaspoons.
Well, they tasted horrible.
Oh,
I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there was another one that was my brother actually got kidney damage from
one of those.
Oh, no. Wow. We paid a price for those things.
Where can people find out more about what you're doing with Credible Meds?
Well, you can just Google Credible M, and Credible Meds will show up. Credible Meds is a product that's 20 years old now. We've been putting medical information on that website. We have 170,000 registered users now in 190 countries.
Wow.
We have an smartphone app for our information, and we've got 75,000 users of that, and it's all free.
Wow.
It's paid for by grants and donations from the public. And with Giving Tuesday, the public is really coming out and supporting Credible Meds.
That's right. It's Giving Tuesday today, so people can support Credible Meds.
They can, and we would really appreciate that. We use every penny for providing the information that we need for safe use of medicines.
All right, Dr. Woosley, a very happy holiday to you and your lovely family. Thank you so much.
And we'll, you and Ann the same.
Thank you very much. We'll look forward to your visit with us in January. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Lots of people have time off over the holidays. May I recommend a three-hour drive to Silver City? If you've not been to that area of the Land of Enchantment, it's a pretty part of the world. Southwest New Mexico.org is their fine website. That's a good starting place. You'll find great places to stay and all sorts of ideas on how to recreate in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with longtime Tucson Weekly Arts writer Margaret Regan is just around the corner. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
A Citizens Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is preparing to develop the next RTA plan. That's why members want your input on a survey of draft guiding principles they prepared. The principles will help guide them as they develop the next 20-year plan, which would be funded by a voter-required extension of the RTA's half-cent excise or sales tax. To take the survey or sign up to receive RTA notices, please visit www.rtamobility.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. Or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, ready with our arts report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. And guess what? Thursday, December the 5th, right around the corner, 2 days from now, Kip Moore is coming to town, nominated in 2014 for the Country Music Association's New Artist of the Year Award. Yes, he'll be doing the hit, Something About a Truck. That sounds like it's going to be a great show with Kip Moore, Tickets, good tickets, still available, good seats available. Purchase your tickets now at Fox Tucson Theater for the concert on Thursday, then Wednesday, December 11th. Find out what's the buzz when the Fox hosts Jesus Christ Superstar, a holiday sing-along. That's coming up on the 11th. Then, if mariachi music is your preference, Sunday, December the 15th, the day before my birthday, the Fox welcomes Mariachi Christmas. To see the full Fox Theater schedule and to purchase tickets to see Kip Moore, December 5th, Jesus Christ Superstar, a holiday sing-along, December 11th, and Mariachi Christmas, December 15th, visit foxtucson.com. Margaret Regan joins us now, longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer, successful author of two very successful books, On the Border. She's excited about a Fox event coming up December the 6th. This is an Irish Christmas. How are you, Margaret?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. I know you look forward to this show all year.
Yeah, you know, anything Irish gets my attention.
Well, yep.
Yeah, and so we're having at the Fox Friday night something called an Irish Christmas. There are a number of these shows traveling around the country every year. It's quite interesting that people somehow associate, you know, Ireland with the holidays and the longing for home and all those things. So the one coming to the Fox Friday night looks really great. You know, I'm a big fan of Irish dance.
I know you are, yeah.
You know, the stiff step dancing and the soft shoe dancing. I just love it. And this one is going to have a lot of very good dancers. The leaders of all the dance, you know, the well-known ones, someone who was a principal dancer with River Dance, which, you know, you have to be pretty good to get into that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then a man called Connor Ryder, he's the principal dancer for the Chieftains, which is one of the most outstanding musical groups in Ireland. And then they're going to have a whole bevy of dancers in the Curry Dance Troupe. So this should be really great. And, of course, there's going to be live music and singing. So I think that'll be really fun Friday
yeah.
night.
Step dance and soft shoe your way over to the Fox on Friday night. I know you've got a piece in the Tucson Weekly that's currently on the newsstands right now about what's going on over at Davis Dominguez Gallery.
Yeah. Oh, I really enjoyed writing that story. It's a show called Four, the number four. It features four different women artists, most of them from Tucson, not all. One of them lives out in New Mexico. But these are all women really at the height of their careers and people who have shown at Davis Dominguez for a long time and really interesting. And I started thinking French stuff when I got over there, which was a funny kind of thing. There's an abstract sculpture right at the front door of the gallery, and it's just exhilarating. It's just, to me, it felt like a female figure. It was tall and kind of willowy, and it felt like garments blowing in the wind, and it made me think of Winged Victory, which is one of the most famous sculptures in the world, and of course it's at the Louvre in Paris, but it shows a giant sculpture of a very powerful woman. I mean, she's representing victory. This is an old Greek statue and, you know, well-known around the world.
Sure.
And somehow, this wonderful piece by our local artist named Barbara Joe, just goes by that first name, reminded me of that. It's just this wonderful, exhilarating thing that kind of, to me, exuded female power, which was really great for a show with all work by women who are doing great. The theme of the show really was the environment, which is of interest. And Barbara Jo uses found objects, you know, and that's sort of a gentle reminder about the consumption world that we should be avoiding nowadays. You know, we're thinking a lot about climate change. And
Is that show, Margaret, up through the holidays?
Oh, yes, it is. It will be up until January 4th, I believe. So, yeah, plenty of time to go see it.
I want to also touch on a piece that I think you're preparing. Or has this already about the MOCA? What's going on at MOCA?
Oh, MOCA. Yeah, that'll appear this Thursday.
Yeah, it's this Thursday.
Yeah.
But this this sounds like it's quite an ambitious undertaking at MOCA.
Yes, it's very hard to. I had trouble writing that because there's so many unusual pieces. And my headline is "An Icelandic Shipwreck and a California Car Crash Inspire a Massive Installation at MOCA." So there's this big backstory to it. But it's quite interesting. An LA artist, another female artist, I'm glad to get women into the paper always. A woman named Allie Silverstein from LA. It just feels, if you've ever been over at MOCA, where they call it the Great Hall, it used to hold the big fire engines, So it's this giant place, and this woman, Silverstein, has filled the place with all kinds of art related to these two very separate tragedies. The Icelandic shipwreck took place in 1948. 14 British soldiers drowned off the west coast of Iceland, and the seas were so turbulent that one of the reporters writing about the deaths later said the waves had been mountainous. So all these years later, on this beach in Iceland, there's still all these, dozens and dozens of pieces of metal debris.
Huh.
It's a remote part of Iceland, and this artist has been there a couple of times, of course, and she was really struck by, these are the remains, in a way, of the men who died, in this remote place. She had been there with her boyfriend, and they really liked the place. He's the one who tragically died in a car crash the year later. And she decided to scatter his ashes there, and so she has a little video at the gallery about going back to that place with his ashes and then thinking more and more about all the people who had died there in that place. It's a very beautiful show. She did rubbings of all the metal pieces, which, rubbings are things that people do. They go to graveyards and they do rubbings, and people do it at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. as well. So what was remaining of the men there were these pieces of metal. She did rubbings of them out there and then came home to L.A. and did all kinds of really interesting paintings around it. So it's a great big show, kind of about life and death and moving on.
And that will be at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Tucson, and that runs through December the 29th. Perhaps folks maybe listening, some who have not been to MOCA, where is it located, Margaret?
It's downtown near the, it's right between Stone and, what's that other street right by?
But it's a former downtown, the former downtown fire station.
Yeah, if you know where the big police station is downtown on Stone, this is just west of that. It used to be the firehouse, and it's a very good looking, it's a wonderful building for modern art, for contemporary art, because of these giant spaces, and it has these huge windows with beautiful views of downtown Tucson, I should add.
All right, Margaret, I'm going to have to wrap it up, but I wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season. We'll talk with you in the new year in 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, all right. Well, happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks, Margaret Regan, with us, longtime arts writer for the Tucson Weekly. Our arts report on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Kip Moore in concert, nominated in 2014 for the Country Music Association's New Artist of the Year. His show is December the 5th. Couple of days from now, Jesus Christ Superstar, a holiday sing-along, is coming up December 11th, Mariachi Christmas on December the 15th, and Margaret Regan was talking about the Irish Christmas show, which sounds very interesting, coming up this Friday night at the Fox. So the best place to go to get your tickets and find out about all the shows coming up is foxtucson.com. That's going to do it. Tuesday edition, which was, as usual, jam-packed on the Buckmaster Show. We tried to provide a very full hour each day, Monday through Friday. Have been doing so since the first week of January 11th. That means we have our 9-year full year anniversary coming up very soon as we launch into year number 10 of the Buckmaster Show. John, thank you very much. John Couch, engineering producing the show for today, Wednesday, coming up in about 23 hours of Buckmaster, just around the corner on 10:30, the voice trusted news talk in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Have a great afternoon.